Welcome to Rusak Gamers.
Welcome to the Rusak Gamers podcast. And this is not an actual play production using the Burning Wheel Gold rules or any other game system. Tonight we roundtable. Real life has intruded and we need to make some decisions on where we go from here. Lots of podcasts like Fear the Boot have had episodes about changes in games and directions. Here's one that invites you to listen in as we go over the choices. Of course, there are a couple of rat holes we wander down, including one about the Walking Dead TV show. Most of all, let us know what you think. How does your group decide on a new course when life throws a curveball? What do you think of The Walking Dead? Send feedback in the form of comments, critiques, or complaints to our voicemail, 502-4141-RU. That is 502-4141-766. Send email to Roy at RusakGamers.com. Drop by our forum at RPGCrosstalk.com, and don't forget to scroll down to the Rusak Gamers section. You can also follow our games through our Obsidian Portal campaign page. Links to these sites and more are at podcast.rusakgamers.com. Enjoy the show.
See, this is why, I'm recording, too, which is why I usually don't record.
Well, I was waiting for Todd to come up, and then he walked away, so...
What? So we got a couple guys opening food, we got a couple guys down there playing Words with Friends, and we got three of us over here just looking at each other going,
there's beers.
But there's that's beer. Why I'm saying.
Alright, so, we were.
So tonight's broadcast is brought to you by Sam Adams Alpine Spring.
Unfiltered lager.
Sam Adams Light and Smittix.
I'm Roy.
Jason.
Doug.
Joe.
Todd.
Jeff.
Phil.
And tonight's going to be another interesting evening.
We hope.
As opposed to the usual.
And tonight you will find this interesting.
So basically, I'm waving my hand in the Jedi. Right.
This is the podcast we're looking for.
Yeah. So, yeah. What led us to this is that I find in the real world aspects that may or may not lead me to have to leave at some point in the near future, so I'm stepping down as GM. Because that would be the less disruptive, and we were at a good stopping point with the game. And that brings us to our discussion tonight about what we're going to do, and et cetera.
Is anyone else kind of cheesed off that we had to go through the headache of doing our characters?
Practice
rules.
Thanks, I was quick. I don't know about you guys, but I had mine done, and I had to wait for you all.
Well, but we started the email thread. You know, what are we going to do? And I thought, well, it might make a good podcast to sit around and talk about what do you do when
real life intrudes on your gaming time.
Mm-hmm. How dare.
Real life. I know.
And in the process, we were going to talk a little bit about the last fiasco podcast.
And Roy
was going to deny the fact that he actually started the whole gender-bent version of the podcast.
My first idea was going to be worse, and I think it's still in the podcast. It was going to be friends.
He was going to say that I was going to be the one that went husband wife.
Oh no, it was you.
I was going to use friends with benefits first.
Yes, you are.
You were, but then you went husband and wife, and he tried to say,
"Oh, well, Jeff went husband and wife." Jeff's the one that started all this.
Wouldn't you necessarily lay that at the feet of the creator of the playset, though?
No, because we cherry picked the crap out of it.
We could have had plenty of other choices.
That's one of the things we do talk about in the podcast is that the game that you end up creating is definitely one that you hold in your mind first off, because I'm pretty sure Joe when he made the game was looking at a whole lot like the Road Warrior kind of thing.
Right. The thing with it was that there were different groups in the game. You had this highway patrol, kind of the good guys, and then you have resistance, right? And then you have the gangs. And then you have this weird racing
Death Race kind of thing.
So all these different groups. And I kept thinking, with my objects and with my locations, I had to come up with ways they could kind of intermingle. Mm-hmm. So you'd have like a racer who moonlights, a secret resistance member. Or you'd have a patrol guy who may be infiltrating a gang, because you never know who you're sitting next to, right, in the game. So I had worked all these intricate ideas out.
And you guys
make a love triangle. They get in the fight over a gyrocopter. I mean, it's like the simplest little seed of elements made a whole adventure that I didn't even would never even.
Which is kind of amazing, actually, about the game.
Yeah,
that was neat.
I mean, when we did the Christmas one,
Holly Jolly,
that was. I mean, that could have been any kind of Christmas special. It really could have. You know, bent all the, you know, the heck and back, but.
Yeah, we bent that one pretty hard, too.
But it still had that really core feeling of a Christmas special. Hell's Highway. That just went in just a really fun way.
I mean, it turned into a leather gay bar is what it did.
It became Hell's Bedroom, is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I'm glad I missed last week.
Yeah.
Can't wait to hear
well,
it.
Well, if you had played, we wouldn't have had the triangle. If you had played, we wouldn't have had the triangle. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But we were stuck with
a quadrangle.
We were stuck with some of the numbers. And
yeah.
It was bizarre.
What locations did you have? Oh,
Hagglesville, and we only have one location because there were only three of us.
Yeah.
Do you have any objects?
We had
the gyrocopter.
Gyrocopter, and the need was to get even.
Yeah.
And
the tilt was fun.
Yeah. Was it massive self-destruction or something like that?
Glorious self-destruction or something
like that. And a reversal of fortune.
Yeah. And we worked those in every single time.
Yeah. It came out well.
It's a lot of fun. But you can hear that on the podcast.
We do say so ourselves. So listen to the last one.
It was the next one, depending on how it is.
Yeah, it was the next one. It was fun.
I'll probably release it after this one.
Okay, so what are we going to do now? If we got...
We got options.
Mm-hmm. We do have options.
For the sake of the podcast, though, we really don't want to do Savage Worlds.
I know.
Unless we do like the guys...
Unless you aim for... non-miniature, which it can be done, but I don't know.
Or you can do it like actual people, actual play does their game, and then they record a 30-minute or so podcast where they basically take the first 5 minutes and give you what happened during that game, and then they talk about it.
Mm.
And they go over, you know, rules that came up and things like that. It's a nice little podcast, by the way, if you're interested in that game.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm a big fan of Savage Worlds. Just
as a system.
As a system, yeah. I like the... I like having the dice and the chips for the bennies
and
the cards and the minis. And
the cars.
It's like tactile stuff everywhere. You get to... But it doesn't make for good.
Podcast.
Podcast fodder.
And if I do end up having to move, it would be definitely hard to...
Right. Most of the other things, Joe...
I mean, I could do the...
Cover that?
What's that?
No, we didn't.
Joe may or may not be moving.
For work purposes. And we would miss him terribly. But even if he moved... Which would still stink on a whole bunch of other levels, but he'd probably be able to play with us through Skype, since he'd still be in the same time zone, which would be nice.
Yeah, in our Sunday group, we had a guy play for, 10 years?
Mm-hmm. Well, we played with
Neil
played remote Wednesday Savage Worlds for two years.
Right. And he played D&D with us for...
Ever.
Since
I never...
Third Edition came out.
For 3 years, I didn't know who he was.
Never seen him.
Never saw him. Except for on a camera. We'll leave the story at that.
And we all sit there in Roy's basement and look at the speaker as if we're looking at Neil.
To this day.
Neil? Yeah,
we make him play in the other room. Anyway.
We love Neil. Just thought I'd put that in. We love Neil.
Say it again. Yet again? Professional love.
No. I did that last week.
So,
or is that next week?
Or that next week. Yeah. Depends on when you listen.
So here are some options.
Really?
As Jeff checks his Tweetcaster.
No, I just got an email from one of our players.
One of our listeners? Wow!
Wait a minute.
He's actually listening in real time.
One of our other players, Hobie. He just, you know, he saw one of those at work. Somebody had one of those Jesus saves.
Everyone else takes half damage.
No, but it says it only. It's oh, he saw somebody said Jesus saves and takes half damage on the back or whatever. And Hobie walked up to him and said, "Jesus has evasion, dude." So here were some of the options I threw out. We talked about going back. Todd is
Todd was running his Burning Empires game, which we were broadcasting. Which we were...
Podcasting!
Podcasting, dropping. And stopped to take a break. And now he's actually running another game on another night that we don't podcast. And he wants to wait until he finishes that before he starts back with the Burning Empires. If and when he starts back in Burning Empires.
Yes.
If I don't know.
Probably.
You never know. It's tough.
We've had requests on the Burning Wheel forums.
Why not?
Well, I'm hoping to run a Burning Empires game at Gen Con.
So watch for that, kiddies.
Yeah.
On the signups.
Okay. Sign up early and sign up on
June, I think.
May. Yeah. I was running a game before. Before the Burning Empires game, it never got podcast. It was
we did record some episodes.
Oh yeah, we were testing. We were just sort of.
I was testing about how well I could edit, which, frankly, and at that time needed the testing.
And we decided to do it anyway.
And we went on, yeah. And yet here we are. And we also have Joe ran a fun Fate game, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind playing Fate, but I know that puts Joe in an awkward position if he's looking to go. Yeah, but Fate would be
I don't want to go. Well, and I'm scrambling to stay. And if things can cool off.
Well, you don't need any more stress in your life, is what I'm saying.
I can't organize a game right now, but if in the coming. I mean, I don't have a lot of time anyway. So if something breaks out soon, I'll be glad to. We could burn up a Fate world.
Oh, well, I have my butler whip up my games for me when we play. Jeez. I need an adventure for tonight.
Okay, sorry, wow, where did that come from?
Are you done?
Really?
Yeah, he's busy.
No, okay.
Yeah, he's busy. But no, we know it is extra stress. So, anyway, Doug's not running anything, and neither is Jason, so we know that's out.
nope, you're right.
So,
so what are you going to run, Roy?
Yeah, what is Roy going to run? Well, Roy can't run because he's too busy watching his waveform over there.
Yep.
Is that what they call it now?
That's what they call it, watching the waveform.
Okay,
well,
there's a
I figure the other campaign that I run on Sundays, two, maybe three, depending upon how you guys play, we should be done.
We might all be dead next Sunday.
Nice.
Very possible. Yeah, because there's something that's going to happen.
The tilt.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And it'll tilt at about 90 degrees. And you know what? Bill knows what it is.
Because you went to buy the minis
for him? No. I was there. No, I went to buy minis, but not for that. But I told him about it. And he's like, yeah, do this. And I was like, cool.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, great.
It was the conversation that followed Todd. They don't sell Tarrasques. They haven't put one out yet.
They were planning one, I heard.
Giraffes?
Tarrasques.
Remember the Tarrasque from the old three?
No. I remember
the bullets.
The
D&D boogeyman.
Yeah.
The thing that circles the world and
it wakes up every millennia and just eats everything and it goes back to sleep.
A GM.
Claws. And, yeah.
The Game Mastery group put up a map pack for it. It's like it's the bowels of the Tarrasque.
Yeah.
Because you are expected to get eaten and swallowed whole.
Yeah. It's like it's either claws or fangs were vorpal weapons and stuff like that.
Wow. It goes all the way back to I think it goes back to second edition.
Yeah. I know it was in second.
Yep, the Mines of Orcus. That's the first appearance of it.
Really?
Two, maybe, possibly three. But honestly, once you guys get to the end in the other campaign, I can go ahead and start up Burning Empires if you want to. I mean, if we could do something for two more weeks, then I could probably pick up from there.
Honestly, I wouldn't mind going back to Witherscape for a while. I really enjoyed that for, we'll do that for a couple months or so.
Well, it'd be nice to do it, and we could, because we got right into that storyline with that had to do with Joe's character going to
Misty Isles
to go fight the orcs.
Go!
Get the books in the library. God.
You always wait till I'm around.
Jeff, quit blaming the dog.
So,
if
we went back to Winterscape, are we updating the gold? Or are we still playing the old edition? Or
we'd play gold. We'd go to gold, yeah.
We would. There's no need to rewrite characters, though. Because that translates easily enough. I mean, some of the characters might lose a skill or a trait that they don't have now that they could have had if they were made in gold. But that's kind of minor, I would think.
Yeah, I don't.
You can hand wave that as practice.
Yeah.
Or you don't even have to deal with it.
Call it a line.
Yeah, it's not that big a deal. Yeah,
the character sheet we have from revised doesn't really change in gold. It's just the new adjustments for the rules.
Right.
So play the old characters under the new rules.
Yeah.
I don't think there's going to be. I mean, the only thing that changes, I think, mainly are primarily the fight rules and stuff. I don't think anybody's going to notice any difference.
Yeah, and if we do, I mean, we can adjust it on the fly.
Maybe some skill names.
Well, we had to change some of the skills anyway to fit the setting. I mean, I could do that too. I don't know.
Do you have time? That's a question.
Yeah, I mean, I don't. I had stuff. Yeah, I mean, I got time. I had stuff planned, but I never.
You never followed your plan, anyways.
I never waited. I just showed up.
That's pretty much what I've done.
I don't. You know, I kind of keep a running idea.
That's a nice thing about
where
burning,
we're going
burning empires.
Yeah,
I just gotta.
You just go.
I show up and all right. What are y'all gonna do? And okay, well, what are your beliefs? And, how about I just tickle that one and tickle that one and tickle that one? And all I'm trying to do is make sure that everybody gets some equal time.
In the old style games, the GM has to plan every detail.
Yeah, running burning wheel is easy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
all I have to do is think evil thoughts during the week, and I'm good.
Yeah,
I don't have to write anything down. Don't have to consider anything. No.
But if y'all want to do it, we could try to keep it short, sort of as a try and just wrap a few things up, and then when Todd finishes in a few weeks, go to Burning Empire.
The Harbinger.
Mm-hmm.
Harbinger.
Yes. And that'll give us it'll give us some time to find out.
Well, Fox Jenkins is a fan favorite. We don't have to age him anymore, do we?
No.
God, I don't. Okay. He might die.
But some of the other things I looked at, we could try Mouse Guard. If anybody was interested in doing that, I'm going to make a nice short game. But I wonder if we have too many people. I'd have to go back and look.
Mouse Guard lends itself to four, I think.
Three is the best.
Three
best players.
Four could happen, but.
Well, yeah, because when we did it, there were four.
There were four,
and it was he just split us up. I mean, essentially, if we had six, we'd probably go with two groups
split,
of three.
Yeah.
I think
two separate groups or two Mouse Guards.
Well, it would. Yes. I mean, essentially, the
that might be cool.
That might be, and it'd be fun to play it. You know, I think, and it's a simpler system. I mean, I hadn't thought about splitting into two groups of three, which would work with us, and then
you guys are doing this thing, the other guys are doing this other thing, and you go back and forth.
Well, yeah, and you just sort of, I guess you could go back and forth, or just say, okay, you guys are together, we're apart, just try to keep in those two separate groups.
Right.
Or you can divide up
into two
groups of three, right. But the way the Mouse Guard's developed, the actual units are broken down into groups of three.
Yeah, because of the three rounds.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, from a game standpoint, but also from a storyline standpoint.
Right, yeah.
They usually travel in groups of three. But yeah, from the game standpoint, when you've got three volleys, each person takes a lead on the volley in any given event. So
it doesn't sound like it'd be any different than the way we've managed the scenes and Gold.
Well, except in Burning Wheel, if it's your fight, it's your fight, mm-hmm. for example, and everybody helps. In Mouse Guard, it's the fight starts, you take first round, Jason takes second round, Joe takes third round.
No,
leads, and everybody helps.
I mean, with there being two different groups of three, that the way in Burning Wheel Gold so far, we've been working in groups, and there's been two people off doing something, there's been everybody getting back together again. It sounds like it'd pretty much be the same thing.
And it's lighter. It's it's one belief. Mm-hmm. They add a few things in it, like nature. I think nature's different.
Nature and the what are they called conditions?
So kind of like two beliefs. You have a belief
and
a goal.
Yeah.
And you have conditions. Hungry, tired, wounded.
Hungry, tired, and
thirsty.
Angry.
Yeah. And you get those change. But if
40.
So that was just an idea, and we haven't played that yet. might be nice to play it. We've been, and you know, I'd like to do Witherscape, but we've been playing Burning Wheel Gold for a while. Might be nice to just try something different.
Personally, I'd love Burning Wheel.
I mean, I love Burning Wheel too, but I mean,
if you're looking for filling though, until Todd's going to take over, I think.
Yeah, because I don't want
to throw away.
Right, I don't want to get halfway through or get into Witherscape and then go.
All right, put it on hold again.
Yeah, put it on hold.
Yeah, good.
I mean, because
when we get back to Witherscape, I'd like to stay for a little bit.
Yeah. And if we're only talking a few weeks.
Well, I mean, again, that's what I'm saying is that I can, but I don't have to. I mean, I can wait till the summer or whenever we want to do it again.
Well, but that's the other thing. Right? I also think that we have a lot of people who started listening to this because they were interested in Burning Empires, and when we stopped playing Burning Empires, we got.
Are you going to come back?
Are you going to play some more? We're like, yeah, because, and then I think we ought to, you know, respect that a little bit.
We should I respect
and appreciate our listeners, like a but pole. I want to play the game I want to play.
Exactly. No,
I'm not just offering up any game that I don't want to play.
Right.
You know, I want to play all of them. Oh, can y'all come back tomorrow? I can play every night.
If only.
Yeah.
I'm going to give you the number for my wife. And you,
and her...
Her
lawyer. I know you do.
I wouldn't stay in that. I'd just say, where do you want my furniture?
Yeah. Well, then he would assume I was buying the house. And
don't joke about that.
You want to buy the house?
Sure. If you'll sell it for what I have in my pocket, yes.
Lint?
No, I have actual cash.
Oh, okay.
So, anyway. But, I mean...
If we're going to play something fill-in, I'd rather play something that's short, sweet, we're done with.
Yeah,
because that rules out Dresden.
Not start another path that we're going to come back to.
I mean, I don't want to...
start a game that we're going to drop off in the middle of again.
Right, well, I don't want to get... Well, I don't think we've dropped off in the middle of anything. Really.
No, but if we picked up Witherscape for a month, we're going to drop it off.
That wouldn't be good.
And it's not an artificial spot.
No. And I don't... I want to let it grow a little bit.
It would be at least a 3-month game, I think. That
mm-hmm. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm going to give it a nice arc to it, but I don't... Well, however long that is. But, and I think this time it would be shorter than it was last time. I mean, maybe not. I don't know. I mean, it depends on how everybody wants to play together.
Last time too.
Huh?
We were slow starting last time, too. We had about a...
None of us had any really good idea of the rules.
Yeah. We had no idea what we were doing.
I mean, at that point, I had played 2 hours of Mouse Guard.
I wanted to make a ballista and shoot stuff. It was easy.
Yeah.
Well, see, you know, if I had to do that over again, I would have made it a lot more difficult for you. Because you say, I'm working on the ballista. Okay. You know, I would have thrown more stuff in the way to make it. He's like, I want to finish the ballista. Well, how are we going to challenge that belief? Oh, okay. You know, really push those. Chief Inspector. Instead of, you know, okay, Doug spends... down below decks, carving wood.
Right.
Well, we ended up taking the end point as the problem area. Okay, him down there in the hold working, no one really cared about. But when he had a working ballista, all of a sudden, there's someone searching the ship. Yeah. We've got a weapon that's non-registered.
Two unregistered weapons.
One fires out the face of the captain with a big open mouth.
Yeah, but when we go back and do that, I'd like to have some time to not...
My guy's done with that.
Squeeze it. Sure he is. You going to make that a belief?
Oh,
I think so. Actually.
Nice.
Actually, I think
good.
So. That will ensure we find it all.
That's one of the things I really like about Burning Empires is that we know exactly what we're going. I mean, there's a path. There's an urgency to it because you're getting to a point, and the clock is ticking down, and that puts a whole new spin on it. Where, you know, as opposed to Todd here going, I want some more, and I'm going to go do this, and wait.
It's over here. What's that smell?
I'm going to attack the librarian.
God, I wish that was on the podcast.
Ooh. What's that smell? Everyone looks around at Todd. What is Todd smelling?
Huh? That was wonderful.
Oh, yeah, that was great. But it took us a good 10 minutes to figure out what Todd was talking about.
Oh, that's right. Todd's playing Captain Queed.
So, Mouse Guard, if you were going to do a Mouse Guard game, would you still stick with the split, you know, where the GM has their turn and then the players have their turn? And would you be able to do that with two groups, both turns in one night?
I think so. I think
the players would have their turn at the same time, and then the GM would have his turn back at them, or something like that.
I have to go back and reread it. I think the GM starts. But I think it just depends on how y'all want to start it. Y'all together, you apart. You could start off together, do one turn, then everybody goes.
And actually, there's no reason why we would have to split up. It's just when we get to the conflicts, we'd have to resolve them as two groups.
As two groups of three.
Or three groups of two.
If we really want to give them a headache, yeah.
Or six groups of one.
Uh-huh. Yay!
Good times.
That is a gorgeous book, though.
I know.
That Mouse Card book is just gorgeous.
I know. And I haven't. I bought the box. I got the box set. You have two of them?
Yeah, well, the.
I've got the book.
I got the book and the box set.
And I've got the PDF. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, if the hardback's up there, I really have to take it and have it signed because I don't think I'm ever going to pull it off the shelf again. Because I've got that book is actually in the box set.
As a paperback?
Paperback. Okay. And I have it, and that's the other thing. If you want to play Mouse Guard, you can buy the PDF. It's cheap.
Yeah, it is.
I mean, cheaper. You don't have to buy the book. I don't know what that book cost when I bought it, but I forget. But it wasn't cheap. But worth every penny. But I haven't even cracked open the Mouse Guard box set since...
Well, for one, we're not
playing. Gen Con. For one thing, we're not playing. Yeah, I was like, well, I have no need to open it up yet.
Oh, that cracked mine open, spread the crap out.
Well, it's funny because we're watching Game of Thrones, and they're out there. Rob's out there, and his mom comes in, and he's got the map set up with the little the sigils for each house on top of these little... like chess piece size pieces, the standard chess size pieces, and they got them on the map and moving around. And I'm like, you know, I have some of those in my Mouse Guard box. And then we could put the Mouse Guard people out. That'd be great. And she just shook her head.
Jeff hasn't read the books, so he doesn't know where the story's going.
Oh, my wife is totally hooked.
She read them?
No, we watched the first season of the one HBO.
Oh, that was so excellent.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, it was very good.
Sex Position.
I haven't seen a one of it.
Oh, that's good.
Really good.
Well, did you ever see... What was the one we were waiting for you to... Walking Dead. Did you ever get to the end of that?
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, do we want to do a spoilers and do a...
No. No, don't spoil it.
No, I got to the end of it. That's what
I know. Well, we don't want to spoil it for...
Oh, come on. Yeah. It's been out... I mean, I was bad enough, and I saw it.
Second half of the season is getting ready to start Sunday.
I was going to say, the new season starts this week, so.
Yeah.
Well, they're going to.
Well, I've read the book, so, yeah.
Well, why don't we wait for the new season to start if we're going to talk about it? Because they'll run them all again right up to the end.
That's true.
And just before they start.
It's going to air for another week, though.
Yeah, it's going to air for.
So let's talk
about it. Oh, okay. All right. That's a very good point, Doug.
Good point.
Doug makes a very good
point. Okay, hold on.
No.
Spoiler alert.
Hey, guys. Roy here with a little warning space. We have a short discussion about The Walking Dead and spoil a bit about not only the show, but the comic and lots of other things over the last few decades. If you don't want to know what happened in the mid-season cliffhanger on Walking Dead, or who won World War II for that matter, fast forward 7 minutes and you'll be fine. See you then.
Yeah, if you're watching Walking Dead and you haven't seen the end of season two...
One.
Season two.
2.2.
The midpoint of season one, of season two.
Yes. Midpoint of season two. Yeah, we're about to spoil it for you.
But oh my god, she was a zombie!
Oh my god.
So your reaction is probably freshest.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's the thing is that I like Bill, have read most of the books, but, I mean, it was still...
Oh, yeah.
It was still crushing to see her come out of there.
Yeah.
It was.
Yeah, because they gave you hope when they found the teddy bear a mile and a half away or whatever it was.
That was crushing. Knew. I mean, you know, it's like when it dawns on you. Well, it dawned on me just before she walked.
Yeah.
Right.
And I went, oh no.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, and then it's a kick in the gut.
He's been lying to him the whole time.
Oh.
No, he hadn't. He didn't know.
I don't think he knew.
Talking about the old man?
Yeah.
The old man.
Oh, no, I don't think he knew.
He figured it out. When they said, we're looking for a little girl who went missing 2 days ago. Oh, wait, I just got a new zombie girl 2 days ago. You're telling me he didn't put it together?
No, it's what he said, though.
I think because Oren did it. Oren, yeah. Or what was his name? Oren?
The hefty guy.
Yeah, the guy that got...
The one that Shane killed.
He's the one that put him in there.
Well, see that
I don't know. I don't think the old guy put him in there.
See, that's the thing. The thing with Shane.
I don't know
if he
knew.
The thing with Shane is what
inventory.
Kills me. What?
Nobody does a zombie inventory. Nightly head count. Well,
see, that's the thing with Shane is they killed.
Good night, my zombies.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, in the comic, he dies early.
Yeah, like issue 5 or 6.
Yeah,
or something.
Something
long
like,
before they got to the farm.
Yeah, long before they even went to the CDC.
Now I'm going to stop you if you get to the point where you start getting spoilers because I have only read up to issue 22.
Oh no, the only thing
means I'm like 80 issues.
The
son
shoots Shane and kills him.
Oh yeah.
So you know they kept Shane around, and I was like, well, wait a minute, isn't he supposed to die?
Yeah,
because I was waiting for.
Spoiler alert.
Still.
Somebody has signed on for another show.
Oh. Who signed on for another show?
Shane.
Shitty.
Yeah.
For another season or a different show?
A different show.
It's already been rumored that he was only on for two
seasons. He's not going to make it through this season.
He was going to die at some point.
They've been making him the biggest possible. Yeah.
They've been separating from him from the herd, so that when it happens, you don't feel bad about it.
Yeah, and that's why they've been bringing the guy with the crossbow closer in.
Right.
Now, see, he's brand new.
Yeah.
He's a TV show only character.
The brother guy?
Yeah.
Daryl? Is he? Okay.
And they've been making him more sympathetic.
Oh, wait. Wait a second. If we're going to do spoiler alerts, we ought to go ahead and do it right. Okay? Rosebud was the sled.
Oh, don't start that.
Ship sinks.
Darth Vader is Luke's father.
They shoot him in Dallas. Too soon.
Kaiser Soze is Kevin Spacey.
He hasn't seen it.
Oh!
What? Don't tell him!
Never mind.
Nothing.
K7, is that what it was?
No.
Roy has not seen that movie.
Yeah.
I know, that's what I was saying, another Kevin Spacey movie.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He's in L.A. Confidential.
I know about the whole...
in L.A. Confidential.
I've heard that.
He dies. Kevin Spacey gets shot in L.A. Confidential, remember that?
I haven't... I've got it.
Look, I know the... I know the Kaiser Soze thing. That's a mean look that.
Hitler shoots himself.
Yeah.
Hitler shoots himself.
Yeah.
The robot wins.
Usually, yeah.
Terminator 2.
Oh, you want me to tell you the movie?
Yeah. Please.
No. Real Steel or whatever.
Oh, my God.
No,
really?
I thought he got... No, I thought it was like a... Sylvester. I thought it was a Rocky thing. Where, you know, he's like...
Rocky loses.
Rocky loses.
We're going to cut all this out. Right?
No, this all stays in. This is gold. Podcast gold.
Right in to tell us how much
you
agree.
This is going to the Emmy nominations.
And and she gets on the plane and flies away with her husband. You know that one?
I love that movie.
Okay.
Love that movie.
The town bails out the savings and loan.
Don Diego Vega is really Zorro.
Hey.
It's true. All right. So
the fox.
All right. Spock dies.
Really?
Frodo lives?
Oh.
No, he doesn't.
And wait a second. On the train, they all did it. You know that one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's a scary thought.
The little old lady is the demon.
Which one's that one?
Oh, I know what that one is.
That's a scary-ass movie, too.
Which one's that one?
Devil.
Oh, yeah.
Five people trapped in an elevator?
Yeah.
Great.
They're all the same person.
They're sewed.
They're
all the same person. Oh, and Identity is the name of the movie.
Yeah.
Awesome. The guy lying on the ground that they think is dead is the one doing it.
Oh.
The box contains a head.
Oh.
What's in the box?
What's
in the box?
More Kevin Spacey.
The cat is both alive and dead.
Shortage of...
A one pet cemetery?
I reckon it's your cat now.
That was great. Herman Munster, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Well, we know your next character.
I reckon it's your cat now.
Sometimes dead is better.
We done with this now?
God, I hope so.
Next week we'll
I don't think anybody's listening.
Probably not.
They turned this off
a long time ago.
That's right.
In a galaxy far, far away.
You got it. Okay. Oh,
did anybody do that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did that one early.
That was the second one.
Early on, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. You missed it.
I did. I must have.
Oh, it was
You're going to go see the 3D version this weekend, aren't you?
Hell no.
Tomorrow night.
No, I'm protesting that.
Midnight showing?
It's the only time I can go.
I was really? But I was advised
by
people, by a person above my pay grade, that we were, in fact, going on Saturday.
So, well... My nieces and nephew are so excited because they've never seen it in the theater.
Wow.
Todd is showing
I'm going now.
Well, Todd
and I were having lunch today. He goes, you going to go see Star Wars? And I on Wednesday, I was like, you mean Phantom Menace?
Yeah.
And he said, technically it's Star Wars 1.
Do you remember how excited you were when you were in line to go see that movie? Though?
Yes.
The first one? Yes. Yeah. Oh, I went like three or 4 weeks early just to buy tickets.
No, yeah. Because I didn't know. We didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about it. I honestly didn't.
Last year of law school?
I went.
What? Are we talking Phantom Menace?
I got in line for Phantom Menace. Well, I already had my take. I got in line for Phantom Menace. I was waiting in line for eight hours.
I thought you were talking about episode 4.
Oh, my God.
I mean, we just showed up to go see, A New Hope and had my mind blown.
It had been out 8 months before we got to go see it. Mm-hmm.
We saw it. I remember my dad asked me, do you want to go see that Star Wars or a movie called Roller Coaster? And I said,
Roller Coaster.
And I had to think about it. I said, let's go see this Star Wars thing. It sounds kind of cool. Oh, yeah.
And the world was never the same.
Nope.
Not for us geeks, it
would. We won't ever make another. We won't have a craze like that again.
Sure. It's called sparkling vampires.
Not for us, but sparkling vampires.
Mm-hmm. Like Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. I went to see the midnight showing of the last movie.
Yeah.
Every theater sold out. It was elbow to elbow. When I went to see episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, nothing like Harry Potter was. I mean, there was so many people.
You didn't go with the right people, because there were guys dressed up in stormtrooper costumes when we went.
Well, when I went, there were people dressed up. And I mean, I started getting in line at noon.
I think Lord of the Rings qualifies.
There's what? That many people?
It was Star Wars.
Yeah.
That's the next midnight movie I think I'll see is The Hobbit. If it's a midnight showing, I'll go see it. I'm really excited about it. I can't believe
they released a trailer a year before it comes out.
Oh, but there's hardly... I mean, that was a teaser trailer.
I love it, though.
That's the new Spider-Man trailer.
It was excellent.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
The movie doesn't suck.
I'll go see Avengers. There's no doubt about
that. Oh, best line of any movie trailer so far this year. I've got an army. We've got a Hulk. Loki talking to Tony Stark. Loki says, I've got an army. Tony just looks at him and goes, we've got a Hulk.
So, is Ferrigno really doing the voice?
I doubt it. He did the voice for the Incredible Hulk, the movie. Huh. He did the voice on that.
Yeah.
The voice of the Hulk?
Yeah. He gets like three lines in it. Most of it's puny human and screaming.
Well, he was actually in it too, wasn't he?
Yeah. Yeah, he had his cameo in. He played a guard at the Culver Institute.
Yeah.
I believe.
Rick Jones and the Teen Brigade.
I swear to God, Todd, you posted that today on email and I'm got excited. I want to see that movie now. All I have to do is change CBs to internet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that hard.
Mm-hmm. Drive around in a Doom buggy.
That was some great comics.
Did we send around the link about the first zombie dying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, we did.
And John Christopher passed away last Friday. I don't know if anyone else knows him. Anybody else get Boy's Life back in the 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Tripods comic that was in it. The do you remember that?
Nope.
The White Mountain and all that.
Mm-hmm.
It's young adult before young adult was cool, before Harry Potter came out, something like that. It's a hardcore science fiction about aliens that come over and take over the world.
Hmm.
And it's set in England and parts of Europe. It was really, really good. Excellent series. Excellent. Really quick reads if anyone wants to read it. The White Mountain, City of Gold and Lead, and I forget what the third book was. But it's about a resistance against these aliens that have taken over the planet. Really, really good. Okay, so do we know what game we're going to play now?
You know, perfect, and I know probably the only one that's read through the rules is Lou Crane's Flea Market.
Really?
Thinking about
Jeff,
it.
Didn't you buy that?
Yeah. I saw the website.
I bought it. I haven't read it, but I bought it.
I haven't bought it. I talked about it, but I haven't.
We talked to...
I'd try that. I mean, it'd be quick. I mean, if you want to teach us how to play it. I mean, it's basically I'm confused about. Shut up.
You weren't going to say anything, you did.
Hey, well, it's because.
Some things go without saying.
Yes. Some things do go without saying.
You're confused.
I am confused. One of the boxes is
$75 friggin' dollars.
Yeah, well, I don't. To get the cards for. What are the basics? Tell us the basics. Because I see it as like a card game. I mean, do you have an ongoing character? Or is it just.
Yeah.
Yeah, you make a character, you have skills. Your skills are when it's almost like Savage Worlds when you deal the cards for initiative, you deal the cards to activate your skills. So the cards come out and you say, okay, well, I've got this giant, I've got a machine that genetically clones giant pumpkins. So I'm going to use my genetic skill and activate this tech card and activate my giant pumpkin replicator to make a pumpkin. So the challenges are you're dealt the cards and you use your skills to activate, and then the higher of the point, you get points and the GM gets points, or if you two are going at each other, whoever gets the higher points gets what he wants.
Is there a story to it? Or what?
Yeah. There's a story. You're basically on this space station.
Making pumpkins?
Doing whatever. You're basically immortal. You have pretty much unlimited resources and funds and life.
Mm-hmm.
And basically the whole game, I guess, poses the question, if you have unlimited resources and life, what do you do?
What's a value? What is value?
Value, you gain friends. It's very Facebookish. You gain friends.
It's all about influence, right?
You gain, yes.
You know, it's a scary
thought. Flow is like... your Facebook posse. The more flow you have, the more popular you are. And if you do stuff bad to people, kill people, and you make someone mad, they give you a frowny. Frownies
hurt your character. So we'll be like the kid in the South Park who has no friends, and if you have him as a friend, you actually lose friends?
Pretty much.
Mm, okay.
But the frowny is interchangeable. But you can't really die. You're constantly trying to do things for people to gain influence.
You know, and that's the thing. I mean,
makes you sound like you're Q from Star Trek.
Well, no, I just
jump through the hoops.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, I've heard about. I wouldn't mind trying the game, but there's nothing about that
interests me.
That makes me want to play it.
I mean, it's interesting. I think it's interesting. But I mean, and it's not a.
I kind of wonder if we didn't live someplace like Project New York, if it wouldn't make more sense to us. Something that, that
ProjectDonut.com.
Yes.
A transhuman science fiction game set aboard a space station in this
Saturnian system. Several generations live on Free Market Station, the sons, daughters, and grandchildren of the originals. Immigrant travelers from elsewhere in our solar system.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, I just... But the more I... You know, I was really into it, but the more I read it, and then I went, the price point was a little too high for something that I wasn't sure I wanted to play that we probably would never have the opportunity to play.
Another thing that's of value is your memories. And you can hack people's memories and implant people's... You can implant memories...
That I like.
And take away memories.
Jason laughs, but I know that.
It's called like flooding and bleeding.
Mr. Psychologist likes that idea.
Yeah, that interests me. Yeah, that doesn't mean hacking into people's heads and stealing their memories. I dig that.
The whole thing of these social groups, too. You join a group, and you're in the group that you're in levels up depending upon what you do for other groups or what other groups do to her.
So you're looking at the... You've got the instruction manual?
Yeah. I have the beta PDF.
Okay.
I don't think it's changed much.
You need at least 2 challenge decks, 1 technology deck, and a host of tokens to play.
That is a lot to read.
It's an 8.7 megabyte file.
That is a ton to read.
That's a ton to read.
Yeah, but look.
The other thing I was looking at...
What?
My head hurts.
The other thing I was looking at with Joe's help would be to run Dresden, and that would be at least 2 months. And nobody except for me has any of the books.
Well, ain't nobody for you, but you.
See, that is such a cop-out. You talk about running Dresden, but then you demand is like,
oh, but everybody has to read some of the books so you know what's going on before.
Yeah, you would need to read some of it in order to understand it. Yeah. No, I'm not talking about the Dresden novels. I'm talking about the 2 books. That comes to the game.
Oh.
You've read both of them?
Yeah.
We could get away with just reading the one, couldn't we? Exactly.
Yeah, mostly. Mostly. The other one is kind of almost like a bestiary. It's NPCs. Terrible. Mostly NPCs.
Nobody can see the cards, and we're sure as hell going to call them all out.
Right.
What's that?
Well, the game's based on playing cards, so I'm just thinking, how's that going to work on a podcast? I'm playing...
that is a point.
Yeah.
Well, we might as well play Magic. How's that?
We don't want you to get hooked on Magic again, Todd. You've been off the cards for a couple years now.
That's a character sheet.
Well, I just remember coming back from Gen Con with you at one time, and you had bought a sleeve of cards, or not sleeve, whatever you call them, the big boxes of it. And he's just going through it one after another. It's,
Yep.
How much did you pay for that thing?
Oh, that wasn't much. It was like $20 for that.
Really?
Yeah.
That thing was like, jeez. That was about 1.5 feet for people watching on the podcast.
A single row long box.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This looks as I'm as confused looking at this as the first time I looked at the Burning Empire's character sheets. I'm like, I don't know what the hell any of this means, and it just looks so complicated.
Well, so she's got a big pumpkin.
I know. In the picture, she's holding a pumpkin.
Literally.
Is that a euphemism?
That's not a euphemism for anything.
I don't know. I mean, the way she's holding it, it may not be a pumpkin, and it may not be a she.
She's got a big pumpkin with a long stem.
Wow. You're right.
Look at the pumpkin on that chick.
It's like my English professor said, if it's longer than it is wide, it's a phallic symbol.
Yes.
Elephantitis of the pumpkin.
Well, that's a showstopper.
Yeah.
All right. So we've actually talked about several things, but I mean, short of playing Monopoly that everybody's seen, the stuff that we played, Burning Wheel, Burning Empires, both translate well to a podcast. Unless we want to take a break from the podcast itself, which I mean, that's Roy's call, but I'd rather not. I think I like it, but what do I know? We need to play something that is not visually based, which is the same reason that we don't play
Savage
Crimson Wars. Skies, Savage Worlds, anything like that. I mean, even Fiasco translates well to a podcast.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, it translates very well to a podcast.
It's all words.
I think we're asking the wrong question, though. I think the right question is, who wants to wander game for a month?
Yeah, or
that's a good question.
And in all reality, like I said, that's probably when I can start. But I don't have to start in a month. I can start in 4 months. You know, if you guys are all about playing Burning Empires, which I'd love to get back to, that's fine with me. Just like I said, it's going to be 3 weeks probably. And then we can start up. Now, if you want to do something for 3 weeks, whether that's, I mean, hell, playing Fiasco every time is fun.
I like spreading Fiasco out more. I wouldn't want to.
And we do have too many people for that. I mean, we really have too
many. We really found that out, yeah.
Okay, so who wants to run a game for a month?
I mean, I'll run.
I would like, honestly, I would like to get back to Witherscape. And I don't think it would be a problem if we don't jump right back into
Burning Field
for a while.
Yeah.
The other thing is.
But, so, are you willing to do?
Yeah, I am.
Are you comfortable with doing it for a few months? Or do you just want to do a real quick one and jump into Burning Empire?
Yeah, if you want to run for months, it's not going to bother me at all.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
We could run for a few months on that one, and then we would be in Burning Wheel before Gen Con.
Yeah.
Yeah, the captain might crash his ship before
Burning Empire, sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. We'd be into Burning Empire again before Gen Con.
Yeah, because in all reality, the thing that I want to run at Gen Con, I'm going to run at Lake Con. And that'll kind of give me an idea. And for that matter, I may run it after I run it at Lake Con. I may run it here for a night just to see how it works.
Okay. All right. I mean, I'll do Burning. I'll do Witherscape. We'll do Witherscape. If that's what everybody wants to do.
Yeah.
Yay.
Okay, problem solved.
Tune in next week.
When none of us remember what happened.
Yeah.
Chief Greco got his own ship.
Now, Jeff was anal about updating the website.
Yeah.
Everything is on the
Everything's
website.
On the website.
Yeah, Obsidian Portal. Witherscape.
I remember.
Go and favorite it.
You showed up at the game and you didn't read.
Yeah,
you didn't read the synopsis.
You got to understand.
What's wrong with you?
Jeff is anally obsessed. So it's not a problem for him.
Jeff wrote the last episode, the epilogue.
Obsessed?
And he wrote the bridge into the next game, which he's had hidden for 3 months. 6 months. Right?
A year.
Yes. Don't deny it.
No, I haven't. I never wrote the bridge. No, we were going to talk about it. We were going to talk about it. Find out where everybody was and what was going on.
Well, bring up your iPad and read the last game. Read the last game. Read it.
Are you there or not?
I'm on City Port right now. I'm logging in, man. I'm a player in Witherscape. Part one. Epilogue. I don't know. How many paragraphs?
I didn't put anything in the epilogue.
Oh.
Something.
This epilogue is pending our return from hiatus and group discussion of the interlude between parts 1 and 2. Please stay tuned.
There you go.
Get to blow the cobwebs off of it.
It took a second to pop up.
Oh yeah, go back to the last. Go back to the last episode.
Yeah, that's good. Wordy. Blah 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 blah. But you got dialogue in here.
I know.
You are so frustrated. When are you gonna start writing your great American novel?
Well, now that the guy knows how to run the podcast, he can just. Put it right in there now.
Still working on that.
And you don't have to do that anymore, Jeff.
No, I'll still do it.
Lieutenant Gray arrives with a message and delivered it to Goodacre as the Skytanium engines hum to life. I think we just killed Bill.
Lieutenant Gray.
Who's Lieutenant Gray?
He was a circle. Hey,
that's awesome.
Okay.
It's the best part. I get to be in prison.
Oh, Lieutenant, was that the one that used to be on my ship? Is that the one that I circled up for that?
Yeah. When y'all attacked the other ship.
Lieutenant Gray was at the port. He was the guy who knew everything.
Yeah, but I circled him up. He and I used to be on the same ship together.
Good Lord.
Hold on. Before we get in too far in that, Jeff, would you like to give a quick overview of what Witherscape was about?
Taking your hand away from your mouth.
Go to the website and read out.
Witherscape is a world set in a wasteland where the humans reside in a rather verdant and fertile valley. However, they are cut off from across the wasteland from the elves and the dwarves. The main way of traveling across the wasteland is by flying ships called Arrows, short for aeronauticals. And the dwarves are responsible for the Skytanium, which powers the ships, but the elves can have the wood that that the ships are created out of. What was the name of the wood? Y'all remember? It's been a while since I read it.
I just remember Skytanium.
Yeah, it was a special elven wood that, when infused with the power from the ore, would fly the ships. Yeah, would allow the ships to fly. The humans lived in the valley in Haven, was the name of the city, and they were the primary traders. And through that triangle, the humans actually controlled the trade. Now, the wasteland was actually controlled by the orcs.
The wood was imaginatively named Elfwood.
Elfwood.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yes, yes.
Lot went into that name.
Yeah.
Descriptive and to the point.
Yeah, there you
so
go.
So the elven wood, Elfwood. Let's see, what else? Oh, and there is a land, an island nearby out in the sea. The human valley is actually more of a delta that is surrounded on its the sides of the triangle by mountains. And the out in the sea is the Misty Isles, which was taken over years before by orcs. It was overrun by orcs, and it's now an orc outpost off the human lands. And the orcs are getting ready to attack the human lands. And the last time we played the story in short, Todd was playing the captain of the ship, and everybody else was playing the crew. Primarily, the humans, the trader ships in the human lands are heavily regulated, cannot have weapons, and they each have a government sponsored mage on the ship to help sort of maintain keeping on the engine and also make sure that nobody violates the rules.
Kind of like the Communist Party member that
yeah,
was on board
the political Hunter-Ecker. Yeah the political officer.
Political officer.
Yeah, that's a good analogy. Mm-hmm. And
except here they're called statesmen.
Statesmen, yes. And our statesman was played by Bill last game, and he ended up, I think, at the end of the game, he
did.
No,
he had successfully pissed off everybody else.
Disenfranchised.
That character has been reassigned.
Yeah.
So your all ship does not have a mage at this moment. So I don't know.
I got thrown in jail because of him.
I gotta remember where everybody is. Joe is going back. He's leading a small military strike force to go against the Misty Isles, which is where he was from originally when it was taken over.
Refugee.
As a refugee, yeah. And there are a lot of refugees from the Misty Isles throughout the land. What else?
So the main gist of the story last time was...
Oh, the main gist of the story, the elves were very sick with a disease called the Fade, which was killing the elves, and Roy's character, the doctor on the ship, actually had a relationship with the princess of the elves, and went back, and the king ended up dying and causing some issues there. But they ended up actually curing everybody of the Fade, and so then once that... Once that resolved, now they're heading off to the Misty Isles. And we were taking a short break while Joe was putting his military group together after he plays Words with Friends.
Well, no, and, I'm looking at
the... you're actually looking at the wiki.
Screw you. Yeah, yours.
Up yours. And that's kind of where we are.
You look at the wiki of Witherscape?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that is on obsidianportal.com.
Yeah, Witherscape. That was before we actually started the podcast, yeah. But there's several posts, 14, 15 posts, I think, from each game,
yeah.
Where the game is summarized, and I will probably have to reread all of it.
And we have. There are some episodes of that.
Yeah, there are a couple episodes.
There are four episodes of Witherscape that were recorded, edited, and never released because they are
The lost Witherscape.
The lost Witherscape episode.
Suddenly they're collectible.
I got them all.
It's all in the marketing.
Now, can you put some space back in them so we can have extended editions?
So, Jason, let's go back. Now, you've got a new character that you wanted to bring in. Are you still want to bring that guy in?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Sam the Beefy Guy? Yeah. Was that his name?
Just talking to
Sam the Beefy Guy?
No, I'm going to change the name, but yeah.
Okay.
That was the prototype.
Yeah, Bill's decided he wants to go from...
Well, Beefy Guy wasn't part of the name.
Oh, okay.
That's his middle name. Beefy Guy.
Anchor. I even have an intro story and everything for him.
Oh, do you? Yeah. Okay.
It's on the website.
It is. I'm reading it now.
At obsidianportal.com.
Roy was playing the doctor / torturer.
Dr. MacArthur Edgington Guffin.
Mac Guffin.
Jason was playing the navigator / con man.
Yep.
Court Steeple.
Court Steeple. Wow. Good Lord. Doug was playing the engineer.
Reboot Bradley.
I forgot that he was Reboot. That's right.
Reboot Joe Bradley. Was playing the military guy, who is actually off in a separate spot right now.
Winston Chief Greco.
And then Todd was playing the captain of the ship. Yeah.
Alexander Hochstrasse Goodacre.
Yeah.
Do
we have another player at that time?
No.
That was it.
Me with Savitar.
You with Savitar. Okay. All right.
But he has disappeared back into the bureaucracy of Haven.
There's a lot of NPCs I don't remember.
There's a ton I don't remember.
Yeah.
I like Savitar too, but he really doesn't fit in the story anymore.
No.
Yeah, but didn't the king of the elves die from Roy killing
yes,
him?
Yes. The princess
I didn't
the
kill him.
That's you exactly killed him.
I did not kill him.
You killed him dead, Roy. I mean, dead
did
gone.
Not. I cut somebody else's throat. But
what is it
not.
With us and doctors?
Right, Doctor Death.
I'll save you. Okay, on my turn. In my defense, my character wasn't trying to save any of the people he killed.
Good thing.
Yeah, I would have actually cured him.
Champ.
I cured everybody I set out to cure.
And so on the ship, you have the librarian.
Oh God, yeah.
Mrs. Tome.
Yes.
Who is on the ship, and because she is an authority on the Isles.
And looks like an orc.
And she is. She
now,
is,
wait a second. She's very polite. I did get her on board for
the
information.
Yeah, but she looks like an orc. I'm telling you what.
Who else? It seemed like
that
we had
woman
somebody
is
else.
An orc.
It seemed like there was somebody
the
else.
One of the elf assistants.
The elf. Yeah, Salamden. Salamden?
Yeah.
Is that his name? Salamden actually was the
one that's going to gut you for killing Papa.
He was the king's right-hand guy, pretty much.
He was low level.
He was like a herald. He was a herald. Or
a low-level elven bureaucrat who was left in charge of Portalis when the Fade struck. It was like everyone else was sick.
Right. And he rose very quickly because everybody
else
was sick.
As a reward.
Right. And that's what happened. Roy, you all got there with just enough medicine, and the king and the princess were sick. Roy chose to save his lady love, and the king died, and now his lady love is upset with him for letting the king
die.
The king ordered him
to save the princess.
Yeah, but the princess wanted him to save the king. Savitar.
That's me.
No, not you. The elf.
Salamden.
Salamden ordered him to save the king because that was his first duty to save the king, and he said no, and he went and saved the princess instead. And because of that, now there's rift.
There's riftage.
You had the whole Craig Stonefin. Remember that?
Yep, my buddy. The dwarf pedestal, so we can look at it.
The hugging pedestal.
The hugging pedestal.
Corn Red Shield, the other dwarf.
Did the hugging pedestal actually make it on the items list?
Yes.
Yes, it did, including pictures.
Doug put it on there.
Yeah, I found a picture for it.
The hugging pedestal? What was that? Yeah, the dwarf had Craig Stonefin have a...
Like
yeah,
a human.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
Because it's demeaning to bow.
So he steps up onto it to hug.
And here it is, Jeff. A hugging pedestal, or hugging pedestal, roughly translated from Inar Zumtar, or hug anvil, It is a stone stepping stool used by dwarves to embrace non-dwarves of larger stature. These pedestals are custom-made and are typically adorned to match the owner's social or political standing in the community. Hugging pedestals are generally reserved for formal occasions, but may be used when greeting close non-dwarven friends.
That's right.
Hug animal. I like that. Was that you? Jeff, that, Jeff was that you? Oh, okay.
Yeah. That, you came with the hugging pedestal and I put the words. Yeah, and
that I is in. Great. I'm going to make that. I'm going to vote for that 5 stars.
Okay. All right, good. Oh, I'm glad.
Destination, Tom.
You gain flow.
I gain flow. All right,
so
what do y'all want to do?
I want to finish up here, and then.
Well, if that's what we're going to do,
Witherscape.
Well, y'all, I mean, everybody's here. We could talk about it a little bit. We have a general idea of what's happened. How much time? Because we can do training. I'm not going to do 4 years. I'm thinking more like a few months.
6 months to
would
six
be
months.
Reasonable. Six months before you all
a year.
Meet up again.
Yeah. A year,
getting ready to assault the no
a year
no
a year
no
a year no 6 months is enough time for Joe's guy to go out and put together his army. I mean, that's what he's basically going to be doing.
We're doing these rules now.
Yes,
gold. Yeah,
yeah.
So, and 6 months is enough time for Jason to get out of jail.
Yeah.
No.
A year.
He didn't release.
Was he still in jail when we left off?
No, I was being drugged away.
Well, I'm thinking.
Because I was following you.
We could play it, or we could just say that one of Joe's conditions is he has court joins him.
I'm done with you, fellas.
He needs,
oh, God.
He needs what somebody to. I mean, and then boom, there we're back together
too,
and move forward.
I would think.
I think I took some.
What's that?
He just said, I'm done with you guys. I'm gone.
And you bring in a new guy. Because hey, we need a. They're probably going to need a mage to work on the ship.
Paranoid.
Well, and here's the other thing.
Well, now, isn't his ship illegal now?
His ship is illegal. His ship is running illegally.
Well, no, his ship is illegal straight up because the government...
Last year they impounded it.
No. We were taking off. They were coming to impound it, and I fixed the engines, and we were leaving.
You all flew out. You've got an illegal weapon on it, and you don't have a mage.
I wasn't on that boat.
No, you weren't.
I had two guys carrying me away.
What was it?
If you nail that to my ship, I'm going to nail it to your forehead.
You nail it to my ship, I'll nail it to your forehead.
So, if you want to bring court back, I always liked court. I thought it was fun. Then we can work that. I mean, however you want to do it. 6 months could be enough. Maybe you call in some favors. Maybe Crag gets you out. I'll leave that up to you. But the question is getting you guys back together because your ship's now legal, and
the chief could easily get him out. As far as that goes, you know, it's like, oh, I want to pick some Dirty Dozen style. It's like, oh, what criminals you got? Okay, you're coming with me.
Right.
If
I can't remember who I got along with and who I didn't.
Last I remember, I just didn't like him for some reason.
And I'm Joe.
I think you liked everybody except for me.
Without looking at the rules, I'm thinking.
I think everybody liked everybody. Like,
you would probably.
Fond of the
I would.
I wouldn't fond of the servant.
Would probably play it like a, like you're a, almost like a hammer lord, not to that extent, but look through the military guys and any up to a certain point through those life paths, you have them at your disposal. Okay, you've got so many guys you can call on. You know, but anything above that, you'll have to roll. Does that make sense?
Okay,
and I'll have to look at it to figure out what's available to you. But I'm thinking more like just military guys. But if you need something special, you'll have to roll for it.
Okay, fair enough.
Kind of like airmen and marines, he has all day long. But
right, just grunts. Yeah, you got them.
Well, up to a certain
specialist. You're gonna have to.
Well, how was it? How was it with?
It's based on reputation.
Yeah.
On how many dice you had in your reputation was what was available to you.
Yeah. So just something along those lines. And maybe instead of you advancing your character, that's what you'll have. We'll just figure something out along those lines. There may be something in there to that effect, and we can just add it to your guy.
Maybe just a circle bonus to military alone. Just give him bonus dice.
Actually, that could be a wonderful...
Just give him a...
You give him the... ad hoc affiliation
military? Or?
With
yeah.
the
Haven military.
The Misty Isles Expeditionary Force.
Sure, okay.
Like,
yeah, what? No, that's good. Whatever you want to call it.
Two dice, maybe? And whenever he needs to circle somebody up.
It was supposed to be a small recon mission, so...
Well, they want to... Actually...
Expeditionary Force would be an appropriate term,
yeah.
I think, for that.
I would think. But I also...
Three to five ships?
But I would think. Yeah, I guess two dice. I guess two dice. Probably not three. Three is too powerful. But
I would,
also knowing what
I think two is reasonable.
Yeah.
But I would think that three would be workable because he's got the... He's trying to circle up inside
it's
the expeditionary force.
Well, but here's the other thing. And given the open table of it... then I forget what we remember and what everybody knows about it because you weren't trusting the governor, not the governor, it was the admiral, not admiral,
your relationship,
yeah, his relationship,
yeah,
with
it was
and you were starting to doubt him for good reason.
He found something.
Yeah, he wants you to succeed, but he doesn't want it to be a slam dunk, you know. There's reasons for it. I have to go back and look at my nose.
Okay, that makes sense. The restriction on the die is kind of the fact that he wasn't given the best of the best.
Right, right.
But I think Salamden was going to go with me, right?
Salamden? It's Salamden.
Salamden was
Salamden's with you. Yeah. Salamden's with you.
Tome's with me.
And mm-hmm. Tome's with you. So, Thomas, you and Tome and Salamden are probably all four together. Okay.
That
makes sense because you're.
Tom was on the ship.
Tom was on the ship because of me, though.
Yeah.
Tom was on the ship because of you,
yes.
But you got drug off the jail, and Tom was still on the ship. So when Goodacre took off with his ship, Tom was on board.
I think so.
Right.
I was on board, too.
Don't worry.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to go back and reread it.
Everybody was on board the ship except for Joe and Jason.
No, and him.
Well, Savitar doesn't count.
Yeah. Everybody else was on board.
Yeah, but Joe had sent a message. What was your character's name?
Chief Greco.
I had sent a message to meet up at this point. I think that's how we ended it. So you all have a rendezvous point in so much time.
I used Lieutenant John Gray, the contact
that's who
rolled
we're just
up in the
talking
library. Because I asked to spend the night in the library.
Oh, and that's John. Okay.
Yeah.
And that was John Gray I ran into, and he was going to deliver the message to the captain.
Okay. Perfect. So let's just say, how much time do y'all think? I mean, I'm thinking somewhere, anywhere from a couple of months to 6 months.
A year.
I thought 6 months.
I would say a couple.
Like 3 months?
I can't
months?
Imagine we would...
I'd say 3 months.
I'll tell you
three
what. Let's say 2-3 months, unless... There's something is like, look, I want to get this, and if I have 3 months, I'll get it. Just let me know. I mean, we'll just make it 3 months so people get it, and we'll just move on. But I don't think that you're going to get a hold. I mean, it may be enough time though to go back and look and see, hey, one more test in this one thing, and I'll be able to advance it. So you can go ahead and advance it.
A year.
Torturing.
No.
5 years.
No, because then you need to start learning. You need to start learning calculus.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not going through what Bill went through with everybody.
What do you mean, everybody?
Yeah,
I'm ready. Oh, we got a fun night tonight.
Okay. And if you would like to change characters, or you want to try something different, when we come back, say the word, and we'll do something different. You know, we'll figure something else out.
We swap characters.
Oh
no! But you guys are now married.
Oh, okay.
Bill and Roy are now husband.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Because that's how he rolls.
Because he's the betrayed.
So that's our plan.
That's our plan. We're gonna go back
next week.
Witherscape. Wow.
Witherscape.
I was kind of gunning for Mouse Guard. Okay.
Yeah, but you do that every time. It's like, let's play Mouse Guard. But we got too many people.
No, well, but we work.
Let's play Mouse Guard. But we really got too many people.
I do want to play Mouse
Guard. You know,
so Mouse Guard.
We could play Mouse Guard.
So next week, Mouse Guard.
But we got too many people.
Well, I think that maybe we could give some thought to two Mouse Guard groups. And I think that would be cool.
Yeah.
Two leaders of two groups and somehow tie them into a story.
Well, they each have different,
but what
they each have different objectives, but right. the same mission.
Yes.
If you did Mouse Garden, say, Todd, who works a lot, gets called and can't show up.
Okay, wait. Are we just talking now, right? Because
yeah, we're not doing Mouse Garden.
Okay. I'm just saying, give it some thought to figure out.
In the future, when there's something, because real life is going to intrude no matter what we, no matter how much we hate it.
Yeah, but what would happen if everybody showed up and there were five of us? What would you do then?
Or what would happen if you invite someone else to the game because no one else is showing up, and then everybody shows up?
Until the last time we played, and then people stopped showing up.
Yeah.
Did you guys play Sunday?
Sunday was Super Bowl, right?
It was your game.
The Sunday before last.
Yeah, we
yes.
did. And what, you weren't there.
I didn't see a single email about it. So
29,000 experience.
Awesome.
I'm up.
We killed a god.
Ray?
Ray?
I don't remember what we did.
Yes. Oh, there was an assault on the keep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we repelled. And they stole. They took a whole bunch of the workers and left with them. And
baby heads.
Down, and we're heading down into the mines. Yeah, it was pretty.
It was great.
That is
disturbing. Baby heads?
I just want to say that.
Literally.
You have got
baby
issues.
Yes, the heads of children.
I say that
yes.
because I'm kidding.
They left them behind? Or
no,
they
no, no. They took.
Them?
That's all
they
took.
They took the heads. So they left the bodies.
Todd's got issues.
Todd's got issues. I'm telling you.
I'm telling you. I toned it down from what's in the ear, okay?
And you all went, ew, with the Gorgon's cave.
Yeah. Well, that was just,
that
was
just
that was
sick.
More personal.
Yeah. That was a little too close for comfort.
Yeah. Okay, so next week.
You did have another dream.
Did you have another dream? Was it?
Yes, we had a dream about
more
being a dragon.
Being
given babies.
Yeah, they were given essentially in a lift that came up and said, your dinner side.
Yeah, and James's character doesn't like the
his adopted father.
The adopted father. Is he adopted?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So yeah, so there are a couple things that sort of story wise it came up, but mainly it was a big fight.
Okay.
Roy, did you want to post the Fiasco playset on the Rusak site?
Yes, I will. I would love to.
Rusak game was exclusive playset, only available on the website. At least until it.
I mean, it's you haven't made any other changes since the morning. Okay. Because, I mean, that was another thing we talked about. When we first read through it, we thought maybe some things should be changed. But by the time we finished, it was like, no, we were imposing our desires on it. And I don't think there's anything to do with it. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I think it's really great.
I think the only thing I would say is that you had a game in mind. You know, sort of a general idea, the cars and the racing and this and that. And if that's sort of where you want to go, you need to create more stuff around that because when it's almost like you have two playsets in one and it could go two different directions. And if you're, as the creator, you don't care, well, then it's great. But if you say, oh, no, I want this playset to be about, like, a death race kind of thing, then you need to, I would get rid of anything that is not racing related to, you know.
No, I didn't want to do that. I wanted it to be almost like,
like what it is.
Or four different experiences you could have in that playset.
And we jumbled it up.
Racing or gangs or
random apocalypse. That's the way, the things that you put in there, I mean, if you just want racing or apocalypse or something like that, you had husband, wife, betrayer, betrayed. I mean, once you put those two things in there, we stuck on that pretty quick.
Well, and also, to be fair, you would ask us, you'd send an email and say, what do you all think? And we looked at it, and I have to admit, a couple of the things that I said, here, try this and put this in there, is the stuff that I gravitated to when we started picking stuff out, like Hagglesville and
Husband, wife, the
gyrothop. That was Roy.
Yeah, when he said husband, wife, betrayer, betrayed was going
was in
there.
Yeah, but the other thing was,
and we ran on.
I wanted another.
So many numbers too.
I wanted another scenario. Because I don't know if you had it in there before, but I wanted friends with benefits. And as soon as you had that in there before, and when I first read it, I'm like, that is great.
And it's number six.
Number six.
But Hagglesville was six. And
we had one
Jeff
six.
Was about to orgasm over here because he wanted Hagglesville so bad.
So I was like, I'll do something else. And then the next time come around, he didn't take Hagglesville. He chose something else.
Yeah. Can't believe nobody picked a monkey with a switchblade.
We almost did.
Yeah, we almost did.
There's nothing more unfortunate than a monkey with a switchblade.
That's the object, right?
Yeah.
No, I tell you.
It came down to it.
It was unfortunate category.
We looked at what shotgun with unlimited or with a reasonable amount of shells.
Yeah.
And we were like, that could be fun, but let's not do it tonight. Let's do something weird. And then I guess we clicked on the gyrocopter.
Yeah.
Because it's almost as if at the end, at the end of the Road Warrior, right, when the pilot's going off and the girls can be with him and whatnot. Except it's not a girl, it's another guy.
Right.
It's like, what happens after they settle someplace else? I mean, that's where it almost goes.
Yeah, and it was a lot of fun because, again, spoiler, he crashes into the Thunderdome at the end and kills himself in a blaze of glory. And then, it was just a lot of... And then the effeminate thug... who was shaped like a D battery comes in. And
okay. Enough of those spoilers. Tom, that's in the podcast.
I do want to hear what you
thought. This is going to drop back to itself.
What did you think of just playing the game?
Oh, I enjoyed the game quite a bit.
Play Holly Jolly with us.
No, I didn't.
No.
I enjoy games like this that it's all. I find that. Getting together with all you guys is a lot of fun because we can bounce ideas off of each other pretty quick.
Yeah.
And it goes pretty fast.
Yeah.
So, it's a lot of fun to sit there and a game is and with three of us, it was boom, 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 boom. I was surprised at how fast it went.
There were moments though where I wish we had a fourth person to
chime in,
to give us another idea.
Because I could hear. In all reality, I'll sit there and I know I'll have an idea and an idea is rolling through my head and it'll come out of my mouth. And a lot of times I can hear Jeff's voice come in to chime in, but I also hear Doug's. Doug always comes up with something.
Yeah.
They go, ooh, that's cool. That's what I'm always waiting for. I'm waiting for Doug go, and then he has a cat. And you're going, yeah! He's got a cat!
With a switchblade.
Yes.
and look, if
he
I got...
He spits up radioactive hairballs.
This
is by far my favorite one.
It was so funny, though. We were sitting there playing, and I... because Todd and I, we'd look at each other and go, oh, yeah, this is what we're doing to Roy. It was Roy's scene. And you could just, it was.
I still think it's unfair that I can't establish and resolve my own scene.
You want to establish and then resolve and then resolve and keep resolving. And
then tell you what you're going to do.
Yes.
You sound like Todd, though, in life, dude.
He's like, all right, so this is what happens. My guy gets lots of money. And then he goes off.
And then Jeff and I are going, whoa.
And he goes, oh, I can just establish.
Okay. Enough of that, because that one would drop after this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Unless it doesn't.
Why would you do that?
Okay, so we're playing Witherscape next week. Do we need to talk anything more about that?
I don't think so. Let's leave some for the game.
Okay.
I'll come up. All I want to suggest, and we can, and you guys chime in, and we can do that at the start of the next game. I'd like for you all. You don't have to be together. Doesn't matter because I can go back and forth. I don't mind jumping, cutting scenes and stuff.
Right.
I'm cool with that. Where
are we opening?
I haven't thought of the name of the town. It's probably a launching point. Some small fishing village.
So we're going to start at the place where the Expedition Force and Goodacre's crew get together.
Right. And the fishing village is basically a small village that has doubled in size with your force showing up. The resources are strapped in the town because they weren't prepared. You guys just showed up and took over and commandeered stuff. And you have some fishing boats that you can take. You have a couple of decent craft. But you're getting ready to go to the Misty Isles. And this is the rendezvous point. And the ship, in the meantime, we'll talk about what's going on, what's happened. Do we want to play up the point to that point? If there's something you want to have before that. But that's basically where we're going to start off.
Todd, we should work out our Callahan thing, because you knew him, and I knew him, and I work for him now.
Callahan.
Todd, I'm going to have to remember. I'm going to have to dig up where my sheet is on that character.
Yeah. All right, so is there anything else?
Tune in next week when Todd, Jason, say, we couldn't find our character.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, I brought in a new character.
Well, you didn't like Ellen, I couldn't find him.
I mean, hey, I remember what Horse Steeple was. Let me write it down.
Yeah. I looked for 20 minutes and gave up.
So that's all there is. But yeah, if you want to...
might change characters again, because
okay,
the one I had was... I put them together with the intention of just being able to shove them in as we go along, and then we weren't going along anymore.
Well, I'll tell you, if you want to do, since
Bill,
I'm not concerned about you being able to, if you want to do something different or weird, just, you know, shoot me an email. This is what I'm thinking about. They could use another mage, I know, and no pressure there. If you want to play something. You want to play some brute that they've got, like a troll, even for the expedition.
He is the brute squad.
He is the brute squad.
That was the one I had. It wasn't a troll.
Yeah, we talked about it. But whatever you want to do, just let me know. If you don't want to play that guy, play. You know,
he's playing a Mookadish.
And we could keep him in the background.
He can play Slamden.
You
can
play
slower. Yeah, I can see you as Miss Tone.
Call me an orc.
Play a kind of Doctor Who.
Doctor Who.
Yeah. Oh, you're so young and strapping.
Or the professor, if you will.
Okay. You could play her Mistress Tome's
niece.
Nephew.
No. No. No.
You could play Mistress Tome.
I was going to say son. No. Nephew.
All right, everybody, say goodnight.
Goodnight.
Well, what do you think? How do we do? Did we get it right or wrong? We would like to hear from you. Please send feedback to roy@rusackgamers.com or leave us voicemail at 502-4141-RU, which is 502-4141-766. So for legal reasons, I must remind you that you've been listening to an actual play podcast sort of tonight, by the Rusack Gamers. This production is wholly owned by its creators and is distributed under the Attribution, Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License.